ABC Radio Australia.
The opposition in Fiji is calling on Prime Minister Sitiveni Rabuka, in their words, to do the right thing and resign after a high court ruling found he had acted unlawfully. The court ruled Mr. Rabuka broke the law when he advised the president to sack the country's anti-corruption commissioner. The Prime Minister reacted to that decision by saying that he would appeal and stand down if he lost. But now he's abandoned that idea, stating he'll no longer challenge the court's ruling. So where do we go next? We get the view now from the opposition benches. We're joined by independent MP Johnny Osamate. Mr. Osamate, good morning. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Morning, morning. Thank you for the call.
So tell me, in your view and others sitting on the opposition benches, has the Prime Minister's position become untenable now?
Well, I mean, this is my view. I haven't talked to the other people on the opposition. But basically, the Prime Minister has surrendered. He's decided not to appeal. So he has officially, in a sense, admitted that he acted unlawfully and he broke the Constitution. And in a democracy, when you admit to an unconstitutional act of this magnitude, you don't keep your seat, you resign. So I think that would be the high road to take. And we'll have to see what he does.
He has, though, the support of his cabinet still, as I understand it, so that would tend to suggest that he doesn't have to go if he doesn't want to.
Well, that, of course, is a choice that he makes. If he's officially admitted that he's done something wrong. I know what happened in 2024 under the former prime minister. There was just a verbal suggestion that he should stay away from a file, and he went to prison from that. In this case, there is no suggestion. We have a formal, documented, illegal dismissal of a constitutional. There's no verbal nudge here. So what we're saying is, why is this name not being treated equally? There should be an investigation using Section 139 of the Constitution, abuse of office, and that needs to be implemented.
You referenced there clearly that the case of former Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama, who you served under as a minister on two occasions. Now, he was convicted of perverting the course of justice. He was also convicted of making an unwarranted demand with menace. Two 12-month prison sentences, one suspended. So comparing that with what Sitiveni Rabuka now admits that he's done, you feel there should be similar repercussions?
Absolutely. I mean, in this case, he's admitted that he did something wrong constitutionally. He's not going to appeal because he knows that he's wrong. That should be investigated. And if he took the moral high road, he would just resign because he's done something against the Constitution that he's supposed to live up to, that he's supposed to defend. And he's done the exact opposite.
So have you or would you urge the police to step in here? I mean, in essence, we're talking about a criminal matter.
That's what I'm saying. If you know that something, everybody should be treated in the same way. If people have been mending with our laws, meddling with FICAC, bypassing the Judicial Services Commission, it needs to be taken to task. Everybody needs to be treated equally. And I think that is fundamental in any country in the world, and I think it's very important in Fiji.
So police intervention would be one thing. Another possibility would be for you and members of the opposition to get together and table a vote of no confidence. Now, as it stands, the numbers, I think, are against you. But from what you're saying, you would clearly suggest that some members of the government need to look to their conscience.
They need to do that. They need to do that. We don't have the numbers. And of course, the gentlemanly way out is to do the right thing. You know that you've done something, that take the moral high ground. The moral high ground, when you've gone against the Constitution that you are supposed to be there to defend, one should resign. And if not, the powers that be, the director of the public prosecution, whoever it is, they need to investigate the case, find the case and put it before the courts, and let then the court make its decision.
And where do you think this leaves FICAC, which is at the center of all this, of course, in the way that was being run and the removal of the commissioner? I mean, has that body essentially also become untenable in some ways? I mean, how can it continue to function against this background?
I think all of the things that are happening here is weakening FICAC. And FICAC has a very important role in terms of corruption. And the people that lead this country must make sure that they protect it to make sure that it can carry out its role. And if we do anything that diminishes the ability of FICAC to carry its role, then we are not contributing to the development of our country. We're not protecting our country. The leadership that is in place now must make sure that they protect FICAC. out its role. And if there are things that are going on in FACA that are not correct, this is my own opinion, it needs to be cleaned up so that FACA can carry out its role impartially, objectively, in the best interest of the country.
Long term, in terms of the political future in Fiji, I mean, a situation like this could open doors, couldn't it? I mean, you were a member, of course, of the party under Frank Bainimarama, and in the end, that party effectively broke up after the last election, and hence the reason you're now an independent. But could you see the party reinventing itself and taking advantage of this political situation?
Oh, no. That party is gone. People First, Fiji First is no more. I mean, I'm now a member of a group that has set up a new party, and the new party will be looking to learn from the mistakes of the past and make amendments and change and present a better alternative for the people of this country the next time elections come around.
So to some degree, would it be fair to say that you've been lying in wait, really, waiting for something like this, waiting for the Prime Minister to make a huge mistake?
We are the opposition. We are always the alternative government. So we always present ourselves as the alternative government, and we are, in fact, the alternative government.
And to come back to our main point, I mean, you've made it very clear that you think the Prime Minister should go. If he doesn't, beyond a vote of no confidence, what else can you and fellow opposition MPs do?
What can you do? We can just keep raising it, and it's up to them at the end of the day what they do. Well, you don't have the numbers in Parliament. He has the option of taking the moral high ground or not. The party, the organizations and institutions in government that are supposed to investigate breaches of the law have the opportunity to do so. And if they do not do that, then that is another worrisome thing again for the future of this country.
What if the Prime Minister were essentially to stand before the public of Fiji and say, yes, this is what I did, I was wrong, I'm asking for forgiveness? I don't know whether he would do anything like that, but if he did, how would you feel about that?
He has already admitted that he is at fault, and he already said that he didn't listen to any advice. He's already done that. The law then needs to take its course. That's the point. That's my point of view.
So what happens next as far as you're concerned? You said that you're expressing your personal opinions here, but I presume now there has to be some dialogue between yourself, fellow independents, and members of the opposition to decide where you go next.
Yes, of course. And I'm currently not in Suva, away from. I'm on a committee business around the country, presenting three bills. But I think, as you said, that is something that the members of the opposition have to consider and talk about.
And clearly, this is not a matter that you and others are going to let go. I mean, you're going to pursue this with every ounce of political might that you have.
This is a serious matter. It is a leader of a country going against the very constitution that he swore his oath on. I mean, there are other countries in the world where similar things are happening. And it's not something that anybody should let go of. Because you're talking about good governance. You're talking about the future of the rule of law and order. No leader in his right mind will let it go, because the ramifications down into the future will be huge and will be very, very bad for the future of our country.
We'll leave it there. No doubt further developments not too far away. We very much appreciate your time on the program this morning. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you.
You
have a great day today. Vanaka.
Johnny Osomate there, independent MP.